Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon, since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks blow out the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 135-102 win over the Celtics at Five Serve Forum. It got so bad for Boston, they benched all of their starters in the second half. The Bucks bouncing back after losing to the Jazz. Adrian Griffin.
You know, I thought we learned from the Utah game. You know, you learn from every game. And I know some people think it's like cliche, but the only thing you can do is find ways to get better.
NFL, the Packers headed tomorrow to Dallas to play the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card. card game. Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week for a second time in a row. The last Packer to do that, receiver Don Beebe in 1996 when they won the Super Bowl. And after 24 years, the New England Patriots looking for a new head coach.
I'll always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here. But at this time, we're gonna move on.
That's now former head coach Bill Belichick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through today and into tonight. Another 6 to 10 or more inches of snow is possible. And by this afternoon, the wind's going to pick up with gusts from 30 to 40, and that'll create blowing snow later today, tonight, and well into Saturday. After that, it's going to get dangerously cold. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, January 11th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, where, at least for right now, sunny skies here in Madtown in Madison after a little bit of a light snowfall today. Lots more weather, winter weather coming across the state, particularly those listeners on WRCE in Richland Center and also up in the La Crosse area, our station there, WLCX, and also WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids as well. Those areas, or at least parts of those areas, under a winter storm warning starting tonight. Basically, the rest of our listeners, say from Eau Claire and Green Bay South, are under a winter storm watch. Our listeners in Amory, up in Hayward as well, and Park Falls, those folks maybe might not get quite as much snow, but basically anything from, say, Black River Falls and over to Green Bay and south could receive anywhere between 7 and 11 inches of snow now, is what they're saying. And this snowfall, unlike the last one, is going to be lighter, fluffier, because the temperatures will be colder, so it will add up quicker. And also, maybe even as much or more treacherous in terms of driving. Sometimes we're going to get wind gusts 45 to 50 miles per hour tomorrow into Saturday. So that's going to make driving very, very difficult. So if you are in a line, say, from Green Bay over to La Crosse and south of that, up to 7 to 11 inches of snow over that part of the state, gusty winds as well. So keep your radios tuned here to the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will continue to update you on what you need to know in terms of weather and so much more. So be aware of that. Sports-wise, last night, big night for Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers. Number 15, Wisconsin, went down to the Ohio State Buckeyes and beat them 71-60. The Badgers led most of the way until the fourth quarter when Ohio State went on a run, but so did Max Klesmit. I listened last night on the Civic Media app, as you can, via WRCE in Richland Center, Matt LePay, Brian Butch on the call. Max Klesmit had 18 points in the second half, lights out shooting. Wisconsin now the only unbeaten conference team in the Big Ten and sits atop the Big Ten in the standings. Meanwhile, Marquette, number 11 in the country, Shaka Smart and his crew struggling a little bit. They lost at home last night by a score of 69-62. Butler over the Marquette Golden Eagles. So Wisconsin, though, when the new polls come out, Wisconsin, I mean, I think they should be a top 10 team.
Seems that way. Marquette, though, missed it by that much.
They missed it there. But yeah, hopefully Marquette will, because I want to see, the only time I'm not cheering for Marquette is when they
when they play Wisconsin.
Right, so, of course.
Which, of course, the Badgers beat them this year, so that was fantastic. But anyway, the Badgers doing fantastic. I really think we said this at the beginning of the season. I saw a couple of online sports people saying this is the best Wisconsin team since the team that went to the national championship in 2015. Now, I'm not prepared to tell you right here today that Wisconsin's going to get back to the national championship game, but I think they could make a very deep run in the NCAA tournament. So Wisconsin right now leading the Big Ten. You can listen to the Wisconsin Badgers. They have a big game, by the way, Mr. Zomers, coming up on Saturday. This Saturday, they will host Northwestern, who is actually, believe it or not, number two right now in the Big Ten. And that broadcast is set for 10 a.m. It's a weird morning game.
That is weird.
It's a 10 a.m. broadcast on this Saturday as Wisconsin hosts Northwestern. You can hear it in Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Racine, Kenosha, or you can also stream it, of course, on the Civic Media app, Wisconsin taking on Northwestern. Tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks will be hosting the Boston Celtics. Broadcast time, 6 p.m. tonight. The Bucks take on the Celtics. You can hear that on several stations across the network, including Oshkosh, Richland Center, Amory, Park Falls, and Racine in Kenosha. Quick note, due to the professional sports contracts, we are not allowed to stream the Bucks broadcast. You have to be in one of those cities, but still, there's your... And one other quick sports note before we move on. Big days for retirement yesterday in both the NFL and college. Probably the biggest one, in my opinion, Nick Saban, the longtime coach of Alabama, or as Keith Jackson, the great broadcaster, like to call him, Alabama. Nick Saban decided to hang it up yesterday. Goes out an SEC champion, conference champion, lost, of course, in the national semifinal to Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, who, of course, went on to win the national championship over Washington. But Nick Saban calls it a career, at least we think. I mean, who knows? Lots of openings in the NFL. Maybe Nick Saban at 71 years old goes to the, or 72, goes to the NFL.
Nobody in sports ever retires and then immediately goes back to play again or coach again, right? Never.
It all comes down to the dollar sign. Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, one of the winningest coaches in the NFL, he and Robert Kraft, the owner of New England, reportedly came to a mutual agreement to leave. Not sure if that's the case, but anyway, he is leaving. And also Pete Carroll, longtime coach at Seattle, won a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson in Seattle. You know, and I thought when I saw this yesterday, I thought, well, I don't know, Pete Carroll's been there 8, maybe 10 years. Pete Carroll has been in Seattle 14 years. I mean, because I remember when he won national championships at USC in college, which doesn't seem like that long ago to me.
But clearly
it was. Again, pandemic time, you understand? The pandemic has messed me up in my head. It's that 2 to 3 year window where it just throws off my, well, that happened so many years ago. And I always have to add 2 or 3 years because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I had a similar thing last night where my roommates and I were talking about the Call of Duty line of video games and how they used to be really good and then they took a dive towards mediocrity because, you know, they make so much money. Like you said, it all comes down to the dollar signs. They just keep cranking them out. And I said, yeah, all the ones in the last 10 years kind of sucked. And then so I went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I was like, because of COVID, it's probably 10 years ago. No, it's probably like 7 or 8. Where they really started getting terrible.
It does it to us all, the COVID memory. Anyway, we're going to be talking more sports in this hour. We're going to be looking at this little spat between Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Kimmel, hearing from Jimmy Kimmel on that, getting your thoughts on that. Also, I've got an idea, a bright idea, pun intended, in terms of how we can support the Packers. Of course, the Packers coming up this coming Sunday. You can hear the game on Civic Media on select stations as they take on the Dallas Cowboys. But right now, I want to turn our attention, and I get that this is more of a local Madison issue for people in Madison, but I think that it's a great reminder, no matter where you live in the state of Wisconsin, because, you know, having grown up in Southwest Wisconsin, an hour away from Madison, and of course, politicians, I was probably guilty of this during my days in politics as well, living and running for office in rural Wisconsin. there is a great tendency to beat up on the city of Madison and Milwaukee, but in particular, Madison. I think it was former Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus, the great late Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus, would be considered a moderate Republican. Did you know this? Lee Sherman Dreyfus signed into legislation the first bill in America protecting LGBTQ folks from discrimination in the job workplace.
I did not know that, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Way before his time, Lee Sherman Dreyfus. What a great guy. But I think Lee Sherman Dreyfus coined the phrase that Madison was 75 square miles surrounded by reality. So, you know, I mean, it was just one of those things you did. I want to make clear, I love living in the city of Madison for the most part. So many things to do here, so much to offer. I am pro-Madison. But there is a stereotype, and somewhat deserved, around the state that, you know, Madison goes to a few extremes when it comes to environmentalism or when it comes to preservation, that, you know, they go a little too far. Look, I am a conservationist. I believe in protecting the environment for future generations. But I also think you have common sense. I'll never forget when I was working in state government that we had a constituent who had purchased a piece of property. It was already designated, zoned to build on. And it happened to be next to a lake. Well, the DNR found a cattail, one lone cattail on the property and tried to shut him down. Now, look, you can find cattails in a lot of places in Wisconsin. It's not an endangered species, right? An endangered plant. So anyway, at the end of the day, the DNR decided to compromise and the people could build their house. But I think this is a good reminder, this situation here in Madison, that sometimes Madison is not what it pretends to be. Case in point, and we're gonna pick up on this and welcome your phone calls as well, by the way. Over in, if you're familiar with the Nakoma neighborhood, very nice neighborhood, one of the older neighborhoods in Madison, near the Madison Arboretum. And there is a neighborhood here within Nakoma where developers met. And so the main part of this is that there is a historic building, all right, on this site. The Landmarks Commission designated this building. And in fact, let's just do the story here from Wisconsin State Journal this morning. It says, the Madison City Council on Tuesday rejected an effort by some neighbors and historic preservationists to stop the construction of a home next to the Old Spring Tavern, a historic landmark near the UW Arboretum on the west side. A group of neighbors of the site, and it gives the address, filed an appeal with the council over a November decision by the Landmarks Commission that found plans for a two-story home were appropriate for the historic site. The former tavern, now a private residence, was built before the start of the Civil War and served as a stagecoach stop for travelers. The city named its landmark in 1972, and in 74, it was added to the National Register of Historic Places. Now you have a couple, the Furloughs, who want to build, and my understanding is they're not even in Wisconsin, they're from out of state. They want to build a 4,200-square-foot home on a vacant piece of property on the west lawn of the historic site. So this property was part of the site. The previous owner bought it and split it between where the historic building is and kind of the yard, basically. And these people want to put a 4,200-square-foot modern home and cut down a 200-year-old tree to put up this house. Here's the kicker. The city negotiated on this for 18 months and never told the neighbors. We'll tell you the rest of the story on the other side. It's the Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, the 11th of January. Talking about this, and I realize this is a nuanced situation and is Madison specific, but I think it addresses this stereotype that somehow Madison is always, you know, going to go with the pro-environmental, pro-historic preservation. And I think it's worth pointing out, and quite frankly, taking the city of Madison, the council, to task a little bit. And I guess at the end of the day, it's not so much the decision, the final decision that irks me. It's the process that has seemingly been ignored. And we've had people from the neighborhood, from that were against this on this show. And the city council has just, here in Madison, has seemingly ignored them. I got a copy of a letter from one of the neighbors in the neighborhood who sent this to the Madison city attorney. He said, yesterday, I was sent a letter regarding the city of Madison's failure to notice a hearing, and the person attached the letter. The letter indicated that I had canvassed everyone on the mailing list that was supposed to get a notice, except for the owners of the landmark property and the EW Regents. This letter indicated that the remaining 20 recipients on the list should have been contacted. 18 did not receive the notice, and the other two had not responded as of the time of this writing. I am writing to update those figures. Of the remaining 20 recipients on the list who should have been contacted, all 20 did not receive public notice. So here's the thing. The city of Madison negotiated these people that want to put a 4,000-plus square foot modern home next to a historic building in Madison, cut down a 200-year-old tree, get rid of all the green space, basically, add to the runoff into the Arboretum water. And finally, they were supposed to, by statute, by ordinance, they were supposed to notice everyone in the neighborhood. And the neighbors canvassed themselves, basically. And, you know, in a city, you know, it depends on how far away you live from the affected property. So if you follow Madison City ordinance, there should have been 20 homeowners that got notice of this and would have had an opportunity to come before Landmarks Commission, the city council, and present their case. No one received these. And when the city of Madison was questioned, they said, well, we sent it to the post office. Now, what's interesting, and I didn't know this before this story broke. With the U.S. post office, you could, with, I guess, technology now, you could have the post office send you an email of all the mail that you get. They track it now. So you can see what pieces of mail you were supposed to have. And if you were supposed to have something and it didn't arrive, you can say, hey, either the postal person forgot to put it in my box or someone stole it or whatever. The interesting thing is I know at least one of these people that were supposed to get a notice have that service with the postal service and they never got emailed for this notice. So clearly the city of Madison, either the Postal Service lost it to all 20 notices before they were put into the system, or someone at the city of Madison dropped the ball. When the city was notified of this, they basically said, well, I don't know. We sent them out. So these neighbors never really got a fair shake at what they were at building a case. There was no real hearing here. There was no process. And I guess that's the part that really irks me as someone who spent some time on a city council back in Richland Center, obviously much smaller. But the point is the same. It doesn't matter whether we're talking Washington, D.C. or Madison or the city of Milwaukee or Eau Claire or Green Bay or Madison. Citizens should still have a right for a due process. And it's very disappointing to me that people here in the city of Madison, the Common Council last night, the council rejected the appeal by the neighbors on an 11-9 vote. Here's the people that actually went along with the neighborhood that voted for the appeal. This is for our Madison audience. Barbara Harrington McKinney, Isidore Knox, Amani Latimer Burris, Charles Maidas, Marshall Rummel, Kristen Slack, Bill Tischler, Mike Revere, and Narsa Welly. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that. Those are the people that did the right thing and voted for the appeal. The rest of the other 11 members of the council last night went against the neighborhood. Now, look, I'm all for thoughtful development, but I'm also pretty big on historic preservation. I'm also pretty big on saving a 200-year-old tree that's in good, healthy condition. Because once you destroy these historic landmarks, and again, the land, I get it, the building itself is still going to stand. But I don't know, go to Mineral Point and look at some of those historic homes there. Go to Taliesin in Spring Green, the great Frank Lloyd Wright. What if someone bought the field next to Taliesin and said, you know what, we're going to put up a 10-story Hampton Inn, right? Once you do that, you ruin the aesthetic forever. So the next time you hear Madison, you know, is all about historic preservation and environmentalism, not always. Sometimes they drop the ball. Look, we're all human. But it's unfortunate that this city council, the city of Madison, did not do the right thing by the neighbors here in the Nakoma neighborhood. My heart goes out to them and really for everyone to have this historic site ruined, basically, at the end of the day. Moving on, speaking of ruining things, Aaron Rodgers, former Green Bay quarterback, who now is with the Jets and appears on the Pat McAfee show, or at least he did until yesterday, has been making comments about Jimmy Kimmel. And by the way, somebody, the Chuckster from Racine texted in, says, joined the show late. Did you hear or report that a decision has been made that Aaron Rodgers is off the Pat McAfee show? We have not reported that. We're going to. That was on the docket here for today. So yes, Disney, and I don't know who at Disney did this, but someone said, you know what? We own both ABC and the Jimmy Kimmel show, and we also own ESPN. And we don't take kindly to Aaron Rodgers coming on and making accusations about Jimmy Kimmel being a pedophile. And this comes from the Jeffrey Epstein list, which was part of it, at least, was released here last couple of days. And last week on Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers insinuated to Pat McAfee that Jimmy Kimmel was going to be nervous about this being released and insinuated that Jimmy Kimmel was on this list that went with Jeffrey Epstein on the plane, went down to this island where allegedly underage girls were assaulted. And of course, Jeffrey Epstein on his own standalone charges was convicted and mysteriously, quote unquote, died by suicide in jail. The list came out, by the way. Jimmy Kimmel's name was nowhere to be found. We're going to play Jimmy Kimmel's response, get your thoughts, and talk about the Packers taking on the Cowboys on Sunday. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tyler Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News brief. After a series of drone and missile attacks on Western shipping in the Red Sea, the West strikes back at Yemen's Houthi rebels.
These were joint strikes by the U.S. and the U.K., but there were a number of other nations that are assisting, including Canada and Australia.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. In Texas, standoff between state and federal agents at a crossing point for migrants entering the U.S. illegally. Chris Fox has that.
The Texas National Guard seized Shelby Park on the Texas-Mexico border, preventing U.S. Border Patrol from entering the area. Governor Greg Abbott using an emergency declaration to take full control of the 47-acre park. U.S. Border Patrol had been using it as a migrant holding area.
The feds want to process the migrants. Abbott's been bussing them to Democrat-controlled cities. After closing arguments in Donald Trump's New York fraud trial,
I'm extremely proud of the case that we put on.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, in a courtroom outburst, the former president said the only fraud was being committed against him in the trial. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says a plan to create state-run dispensaries for medical marijuana is a non-starter. Assembly Republicans included the dispensaries in their medical marijuana bill released Monday. Lemahieu says it goes against his goal of shrinking state government. He says that he still sees good things in the bill and that a compromise can still be reached. A new report shows that 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
Shareholders can vote against CEO pay packages, and some companies have changed their practices. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through today and into tonight. Another 6 to 10 or more inches of snow is possible. And by this afternoon, the wind's going to pick up with gusts from 30 to 40, and that'll create blowing snow later today, tonight, and well into Saturday. After that, it's going to get dangerously cold. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Who's laughing?
back is number one.
We on the frozen tundra like a blizzard. Opponents going under. We cracking Miller from Lombardi up to Lambo. Gotta see it, cause I'm feeling so fly like a cheesehead.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Omers. What do you dial up there?
Higher Education presents Feeling So Fly Like a Cheesehead, an old music video that came out 13 years ago. Wow, that makes me feel old.
I love it. Fantastic. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Thanks. This is why I love our listeners, because, you know, I get going and sometimes the old dyslexia kicks in. And yes, the name of the show on ESPN is the Pat McAfee Show, or McAfee Show. Sorry, it's the McAfee. No, I'm pronouncing it wrong. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Robert. Yes, it's Pat McAfee is the show on ESPN. That's the correct pronunciation. And here's the point. And again, I kind of avoided talking about this just because it's just Hollywood and it's just goofiness. But it's gotten to the point now where only because Roger has spent so much time in Green Bay, and I am so thankful he is gone. And by the way, what is the deal with former quarterbacks of Green Bay? First, you got Brett Favre, which no one was a bigger fan of Brett Favre for many a year than Todd. And then he goes to the Jets himself. And then he retires after he was with the Vikings. And he just turns into a MAGA Trumpster person and posing for pictures of the golf course with Trump and endorsing him. And if that wasn't
using state welfare money to pay for volleyball courts and all that good stuff.
You took the words right out of my mouth. If that wasn't bad enough, then he's alleged, we have to use the words alleged, it's still ongoing, that he attempted to persuade the governor of Mississippi to use state welfare money to build a volleyball stadium while his daughter was a student there. So, I mean, that's where Brett Favre went. Now you got Aaron Rodgers, who also leaves the Packers for the Jets, and now he's going on ESPN on the Pat McAfee Show, and he is attacking, saying he wants to box Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci. I'm not making this up. Spreading lies about coronavirus. You know, just saying that with that horse pill, Ivermectin or whatever the heck that.
Ivermectin,
thank you. Ivermectin. Saying that people should take that yet. I mean, the guy has just gone loony bananas. And now, here, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers will no longer make his regular Tuesday appearances on ESPN's The Pat McAfee Show, at least through the remainder of the season. The decision comes in the wake of Rodgers' controversial statements, including an unfounded suggestion linking talk show host Jimmy Kimmel to Jeffrey Epstein and Rodgers' promotion of conspiracy theories. Rodgers, whose host Pat McAfee pays him. Did you know how much he pays him, Mr. Somers?
No, how much?
Seven figures. Pays him. Rodgers gets seven figures to appear on the program.
To show up and say just lies.
Yes, because I guess it gets more clicks, more views. I don't know. It elicited backlash last week when he falsely accused Kimmel of having ties to convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. New court documents recently unsealed in the case name individuals previously connected to Epstein. Jimmy Kimmel was not on the list. So God bless Jimmy Kimmel, because, you know, he's like, a joke's a joke, but here's the deal. There are people who are on the fringes of MAGA who believe this kind of stuff. And we've seen violence. We talked about this on Wednesday with Trygve Olsen. I mean, his boss, Rick Wilson, just posted it on Twitter this week. Rick Wilson was again swatted this over the weekend.
And it's not the first time.
No, where people call in false things to police. They have SWAT teams and people with loaded guns, or law enforcement with loaded guns come. They don't know who's the good person or the bad person. And it puts everybody's life at risk.
He has received many a death threat.
Yes. And so Jimmy Kimmel's making the point of, look, people have come after me already. I don't need your help based on absolute lies. I want to pick up. I want to play a little bit of this. It's long, so we're not going to do the whole thing. But here's how Jimmy Kimmel talked on his monologue on Monday.
Already a crazy year, particularly for me. Did you hear this story about me and Aaron Rodgers, the former quarterback for the Packers? All right. So What happened is he's a Jets quarterback now. He went on a show on ESPN, the Pat McAfee show, and out of the blue insinuated that I was nervous because the Jeffrey Epstein list was coming out. He said I was hoping it wouldn't and that he was going to pop a bottle of something to celebrate when he did. And then it did come out. And, of course, my name wasn't on it and isn't on it and won't ever be on. I don't know Jeffrey Epstein. I've never met Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not on a list. I was not on a plane or an island or anything ever. And I suggested that if Aaron wanted to make false and very damaging statements like that, that we should do it in court so he could share his proof with, like, a judge. Because, you know, when you hear a guy who won a Super Bowl and did all the State Farm commercials say something like this, a lot of people believe it. A lot of delusional people honestly believe I am meeting up with Tom Hanks and Oprah at Shakey's once a week to eat pizza and drink the blood of children. And I know this because I hear from these people often. My wife hears from them. My kids hear from them. My poor mailman hears from these people. And now we're hearing from lots more of them, thanks to Aaron Rodgers, who I guess believes one of two things. Either he actually believes my name was going to be on Epstein's list, which is insane, or the more likely scenario is he doesn't actually believe that. He just said it because he's mad at me for making fun of his top knot and his lies about being vaccinated. He's particularly upset, I think, because I made fun of the fact that he floated this wacko idea that the UFO sightings that were in the news in February were being reported to distract us from the Epstein list. That was Aaron's theory that he shared, and I mocked. Well, let me show you the moment that
Let's kind of cut it off there. It goes on, and Zomer, as I watched it, he plays the clip that where he made fun of Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers, in fact, went on Pat McAfee's show and made these outrageous claims. And I think the important part later in Kimmel's monologue from Monday was he said, look, the difference here is we actually, on our staff, even when we make jokes about Donald Trump or other people, we make sure that we base it on something that actually happened. So we're actually basing our joke on the truth. Versus Aaron Rodgers, who is making insinuations without fact-checking, and in fact, they are baseless, bold-faced lies.
And damaging,
and damaging to the point where it has endangered him, his family, and his kids because it is just so outrageous.
And he also points out at the end, if you're looking for somebody who does show up on the list multiple times, he's got someone for you. And then shows a video of Donald Trump chatting up Jeffrey Epstein and pointing at underage girls dancing on the dance floor and making comments. And it's gross.
844-967-2789 if you'd like to weigh in on this Aaron Rodgers debacle and what your thoughts are on Jimmy Kimmel. I honest to goodness, I mean, I'm glad that I'm imagine that CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, said enough is enough. And said, look, McAfee is off the show, or Rodgers is off of McAfee. Now, it's worth noting that Rodgers usually doesn't appear after the regular season. So that was kind of convenient. But I have no time. I would not wear a number 12 jersey if you gave it to me. Forget it. I wouldn't wear a number 4 jersey if you gave it to me. Forget it. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, well, especially since, you know, Donald Trump is actually saying, no, I didn't know Jeff Epstein at all. Well, we have video and photographic documentation of Donald Trump side by side with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it is just the lies just come on a cavalcade, and they're paying Aaron Rodgers $1 million to talk smart. I mean, well, him talking smart at all anymore about anything other than football is asinine in the first place, because the guy's done nothing but make a jackass out of himself. Since he left the Packers,
yeah.
His last season was, you know, that he hurt the Packers that last season he was there.
And how about the fact, Mark, that Jordan Love was named for the second consecutive week as the offensive player of the NFL? Here's a historical note I did not know. That never happened to either Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. How about that?
Well, I think it's impressive, and more of what you hear about Love these days is that he actually works hard with his receiving core and the guys he hands the ball off to, and it looks like he really busts a gut to show his appreciation for his fellow players. And I haven't heard people stepping up and saying, well, that's what Aaron Rodgers was doing in the last part of his career.
Right.
But it is just the man paying this guy over $1 million just to appear on television is just, it just staggers my imagination in the first place, because I don't think he contributes that much to it anymore.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. Thanks for the call, Mark. As always, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on this Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee dispute, Disney getting involved? And how about Jordan Love? Finally a quarterback that's not nuts. 844-967-2789. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You know, I'm foreigner, right?
Right.
So the whole experience with football is a different one, because I can watch Man and Tights without the music only for 15 minutes.
Right.
And that's kind of like, that's it. I can't do this anymore. But I can appreciate everybody else's love, and I can see how much, and I don't know what it is in the other states, obviously. Mm. But in Wisconsin, for Green Bay, this is a special love here.
Right.
Quarterback is a special baby for a whole Wisconsin. They babying and love and cherish and do everything there is to do.
Right.
For a quarterback.
Because I think part of it, Karina, is that we are the only NFL franchise in the NFL that is owned by the people. There's no one person that owns the Green Bay Packers. It is a community-owned team. It's literally a legal piece of paper that says if the Packers are ever sold, the profits go to the local VFW in Green Bay. No one person can ever profit from moving the Green Bay Packers or selling them. That's what makes it special.
Right. Well, you see, I didn't know that. But the thing is, maybe, and it probably explains my theory even better. Because I had the same question. You know, I don't know a lot, but I can see the behavior change and the ridiculousness of both of those people.
Right.
So I think they're starving for attention.
I think you're right.
Because when they're getting out of Green Bay, they become just a quarterback.
That's a great perspective. That's awesome, Karina. You're right. Because no other city loves their quarterback, I don't think, as much as... That's a great point, Karina. And when they go to other cities, they miss that attention. Great call, Karina. Thanks. Appreciate it as always. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. One of my great friends texted in, and she said this. You know, and we talked about it briefly, but it bears repeating that CEO Bob Iger of Disney, of course, they own both ESPN and ABC, so he has jurisdiction over both. But would Bob Iger maybe have gotten as involved if Aaron Rodgers went after, say, Stephen Colbert, if it was somebody outside of the Disney family? I think that's a great
Probably
point.
Not.
I think it's a great point. 844-967-2789. Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, here's the thing. Here's when I totally lost it with him. The drama queen being last year when he wouldn't fess up and say whether he'd been vaccinated or not.
Right.
Real team guy, right?
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people, they don't name them by name, but they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these kids that are playing there now, they said the difference this year is that, you know, they really want this bad, and you can see it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him pick off Dallas this weekend. I really wouldn't.
I think you're right. But, I think it could cause some noise.
No, if anybody, they play very erratically. I know they've won 8 in a row at home, but now it's time for them to get a loss, right?
Right, exactly. Dick,
but,
thanks.
No, Rodgers just so selfish.
Right. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it. Here's my idea. I want your calls. Last segment of the show. Here's what I think, because I don't like taking down Christmas lights. Here's what I think we should do as Wisconsinites. Leave the Christmas lights up until either the Packers win the Super Bowl or we're eliminated. What do you think? Leave the Christmas lights up until the Packers win the Super Bowl or are eliminated. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Leave the lights up. Go, Pack, go. We're back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Breaking news, by the way, I'm betting you that Matt will have a take on it. According to CNN, the judge kind of reversed course in this trial today and let Trump talk for about 5 minutes in his closing defense. spoke for about 5 minutes. Trump said, here's a couple of quotes. Quote, the facts are the financial statements are perfect. There are no witnesses against us. The banks got all the money paid back. They were great loans. This was a political witch hunt, unquote. The judge let him go and then said to the attorney, 1 minute. That's all I'm saying. And then at 1 o'clock, the judge, Engoron, cut him off and said, quote, Mr. Kleiss, who's the attorney, this could have been done differently and you would have had a lot more time. Mr. Trump, thank you. That was it. So we will see. Maybe Matt Flynn will be talking about that much more. Matt Flynn direct after the top of the hour.
It's just like he said when we had him on the other day. It's doing your own closing statement. Not representing yourself in court is like doing surgery on yourself with a Bowie knife. You have no idea what you're doing.
Not a good idea. So here's my question. Or not another question, a statement. What do you think about this? I say, let everyone in Wisconsin leave your Christmas lights up. Now, maybe you have to take the tree down, particularly if it's a real tree. You don't want to have a fire hazard. But leave the Christmas tree up, or leave the Christmas lights, rather. Leave Christmas lights up outside until the Packers win the Super Bowl or are eliminated. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Of course, the Packers, you can hear them on the Civic Media Radio Network on select stations. Let's hope that one of your stations are selected. If you live in Richland Center, you can listen on the FM side, 100.9 WRCO. In Richland Center. Also Racine, Kenosha, you can listen at 99.9 FM or 1400 AM. Also at 92Q Country, WCQM up in Park Falls on 98.3. Beautiful Park Falls. So if you are in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, or Park Falls, you can listen to the Packers. Unfortunately, we can't stream them, but Packers kickoff 1 o'clock. Is the broadcast time on Sunday. We'll have to double check that. That might be 1 o'clock Eastern. I think it's noon in Wisconsin. We'll double check that. Green Bay at Dallas. Of course, Mike McCarthy, former Packer head coach. Now they're undefeated at home. The Cowboys are this season. So it's not going to be an easy game, but I agree. I think that the Packers have a shot in this. I think they're gelling. I think if they can, you know, if Joe Barry and the defense can somehow hold Dak Prescott to a couple of touchdowns, I think the Packers have a chance.
I also think that whatever you read from must have had an old time on it because Green Bay at Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, the 14th, is 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. At least the TV broadcast.
I think that's correct.
And I can't imagine that the radio would be
somehow. Usually the radio is about an hour ahead of time. The pregame show, I think, is an hour ahead of time. So probably 2:30 for the pregame, 3:30 kickoff, Packers at Green Bay. Thank you, Mr. Zomers, for checking on that. So what do you think about this idea? Leaving our Christmas lights up, at least the outside ones, until the Packers win the Super Bowl or until they're out of it.
And we got a text about this. Andrew from Maine took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say this. Todd, if you really don't want to take your lights down, then leave them up until the Pack wins the Super Bowl, even if it's 2059.
Now, come on now. They're going to win it. They'll win another Super Bowl between 2059. I'm not sure I'll be alive in 2059.
Come on. But
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this idea? Leaving the Christmas lights up until the Packers win the Super Bowl or are out of it. Let's go to CJ in Stoughton here in Dane County, listening on WMDX. CJ, what say you? Should we leave the Christmas lights up until the Pack wins?
Well, it's certainly a lot easier than having to take them down. I don't care what year it is, but I think Jordan Love's going to do an amazing job, and he's going to deliver a Super Bowl to Green Bay.
This year, do you think?
No, I'm not saying this year particularly, but I tell you what, if he can, you know, if all of them can stay healthy around him and get healthy, with Jones, the way Aaron Jones is running the ball, I think they've got an opportunity to do it all.
I totally agree. And one thing to keep in mind, of course, the Packers, the youngest team in the playoffs this year. So, you know, I think if the defense could get fixed, I think that the offense has the great basis to make a run here in the next couple of years. You know, do I think they could get to a Super Bowl this year? I would love to see it. I don't think it's impossible. Do I think it's probable? Probably not. But do I think they can win in Dallas on Sunday? Yeah, I think they got a shot.
Yes, and, the tight end, Ferguson.
Right. Oh, Jake Ferguson,
Dallas,
right?
Jake is playing some really good football.
He is.
And I hope it's a good game, but I'm rooting for the Pack.
Well, me too.
Real quick.
I want to make a quick note. Jake Ferguson, of course, the grandson of Barry Alvarez. What? Go ahead.
Yes, my father-in-law was one of his best friends.
So, really?
Future father-in-law, I should say.
Oh, very good.
But, I got to say about the Trump trial.
Sure.
If you look at it, really, with respect to the law, the contracts, there was no plaintiffs. Like you said, all the banks got paid. And when you go to buy a home, is it not the responsibilities of the bank or you to hire an appraiser and the bank feel comfortable with what the loan terms are?
Well, just to be clear, I didn't say that. I read that. Those are Trump's comments.
All the money, this is all political. Letitia James campaigned on it. That's what she did. And this is, like they said, she met with Joe Biden a number of times during this period. And it's totally political.
All right. I appreciate your opinion, but I appreciate talking sports with you, CJ. The Packers, at least we can agree on the Packers. I appreciate that, CJ. Thank you so very much. So close. So close, but yes, missed it by that much. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, writes in on Facebook and says, I love the Christmas lights idea. And by the way, I find it interesting that today's right-wingers often loudly complain about late-night shows poking fun at them. Can you imagine Reagan or Nixon publicly criticizing Johnny Carson over a monologue joke? But Trump and Rogers see no shame in doing it. Unreal, unquote. Great comment. That's a perfect place to leave it today. I think, you know, Reagan and Nixon were thicker-skinned. Tougher than some of the current Republicans out there. Great show today. Appreciate y'all for calling in and listening. Stay tuned. Our friend Matt Flynn Direct is next. Don't go anywhere. Until tomorrow, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News